Wonderful. Merci beaucoup, Madame Chair. Good morning, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard it from the High Commissioner. We are living in troubling and turbulent times. 100 million people have been forced to flee their homes and are in many places waiting for a solution to their protracted displacement, sometimes as long as 10 years, like the Malian refugees I met in Mauritania last week, or the Afghan refugees who are in Pakistan and have been there for close to 40 years waiting to go home. I met, when I was there, generations of families or children that were born in exile. There are internally displaced people in the Democratic Republic of Congo who have been forced to flee their home, their destroyed homes, in looking for safety. They are living in terrible situations and in many times no hope hope of returning safely to their villages in the near future. Together, today and always, we can alleviate their suffering and provide hope. I have seen solutions for refugees seeking asylum in Mexico, for example, where thousands are being relocated and finding employment and education. I have seen the incredible inclusion of refugees in Mauritania, despite being one of the poorest countries in the world. It accords refugees and asylum seekers the same level of access to healthcare and to job opportunities as their own citizens. I have seen the incredible impact of your generosity that had on the Afghans that have been able to return home from displacement internally or as refugees, and on Ukrainians uprooted by the war. We can and we do transform lives together. Today is a plea for your help in supporting countries hosting refugees and for your help in easing the pressure on the lives of forcibly displaced and stateless people, as well as the wider community. Every dollar pledged today will allow UNHCR to raise its ambition for people who have had no choice but to flee their homes, giving reassurance that the most crucial life-saving programs can continue uninterrupted into the new year. Once 2023 begins, we will be in a race against the clock to fill the remaining deficit. Any flexible funding will be deployed and redeployed to fight fires and bridge gaps. We know the cost of living is increasing around the world, poverty as well. And our donors are doing the best they can to support our endeavors when domestically pressures are also high. We recognize this. We also know that you are being pulled in so many directions and are having asks from so many different partners, and it isn't easy for you to choose between these competing priorities. We can also predict where and when we will see some of the most pressing needs. Winterization is one such area. In a world of protracted displacement, where people's resilience has been eroded by poverty, by COVID, winter is already bringing widespread suffering and urgent calls for help. From Ukraine and the countries affected by war across swaths of the Middle East, such as Jordan, Lebanon, and the Syrian Arab Republic, and across Asia, such as in Afghanistan and Pakistan, millions of people displaced are dealing with freezing temperatures. Winterization means warmth, safety, and dignity for millions who would otherwise be vulnerable during the freezing months. Winter is at least a predictable regular visitor, but the climate is raising new and more chaotic challenges. You heard from the High Commissioner. Who would have predicted the scale of flooding that hit Pakistan this year? Who could have foreseen that the Horn of Africa would face 5 straight years of drought, driving millions towards famine? The failure of the rains has forced around 1 million Somalis from their homes in 2022 alone, against a backdrop of years of violence by armed groups and soaring food and fuel prices. This just heaps misery upon misery. Displacement, violence, poverty, climate catastrophe, or famine, each can provide the spark that ignites one of the others. With your help, we can break this chain and lessen the impact on climate emergencies. Despite the depressing advance of climate change, climate adaptation is not a pipe dream. We are pressing to bring projects and funding together to support our climate ask of $845 million in 2023. There is so much more that can be done to alleviate the suffering of forcibly displaced people if only the available funding could keep pace with the needs. I'd like to show you a short video, a message from Mary Maker, who's a South Sudanese refugee on a scholarship program in the United States. Mary is a powerful voice on refugee education especially.